Number three is from the interim fiscal budget administrator, an informational report on the impact of state funding lapse on Milwaukee County youth aid allocation. This is informational unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Thank you. Introduce yourselves, please.
Mr. Chairman, County Supervisor Eric Moe, I'm the administrator for the Delinquency Court Services Division.
CJ Paul, Assistant Fiscal and Budget Administrator from Bass Fiscal.
Okay. You have the floor. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman and Supervisors, Ms. Interim Fiscal Administrator, you should have in front of you a brief update. DAS was asked to produce a impact of the lapse relative to youth aids funding that the county receives. This, again, being the lapse issue just talked about with the DA's office. We did receive our youth aids contract, which is kind of like the final number. Originally, they had been came in front of you back in December saying we projected a sizable youth aids reduction. We now have that, and there was two negative adjustments, $3.6 million in original Act 32, and then an additional $1.4 million, which was more recently learned of. That's the lapse adjustment that was we were recently informed of. That brings us to approximately $2.9 million when you compare to 2011. With that said, the report also mentions a footnote that there was an additional $1.8 million, which actually hit in 2011. We've also provided reports both to Finance and Health and Human Needs as an update to this issue. And myself and CJ is here, excuse me, if you have any other questions.
Before we take any other questions, I see the 38 versus 36. So originally had the 2.9. This additional 1.8. So we're looking at $4 million. Is that correct as far as reductions? Is that the way to summarize it?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, it is. If the actual contract amount anticipated for 2011 was $38 million.
Okay,
what we
yeah.
actually received was 36.
Right.
So what you see here is the $36.1 million,
right.
which was the actual 11 amount. If you go back to what the anticipated 11 amount was that I believe the contract was signed for, was the $38 million. And I can actually hand this out if you don't. This kind of gives you both of them so you can see the difference.
Okay. Thank you.
So this just shows you both numbers, the difference from the actual $38 million, which was the original 11 contract amount, and then what you see in your memo on the second table, the $36 million.
Supervisor Dimitrios, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Can you explain, especially for those who are listening, what this multi-million dollar cut has done to our services? How has it affected our services that we're providing? In a brief answer.
It will be brief, actually. Thank you. Mr. Chairman and Supervisors, if you recall, in December when we came with our contracts, we did six-month contracts for a variety of our areas. Both in our contract report and to finance, right now we are diligently looking at our projections for 2012, and as of right now, I believe we have approximately $790,000 revenue shortfall. Mm-hmm. And so, as of right now, I am happy to report that we have not had to have any wait lists or make any reductions. Mm-hmm. Basically, almost on a weekly basis, we're monitoring the number of kids that go to corrections, the number of police referrals that are coming in, the age of those youth. All of those are sort of dynamic factors that go into, at the end of the day, what does our fiscal situation look like. So, as of right now, we have not had to make that decision. We do plan to come back in March because we do have a number of contracts that serve a number of youth that basically expire at the end of June 30th. And so we'll have to be making some decisions over the next 60 days, both within the division and department-wide, as to how we're going to deal with that issue.
Thank you.
Thank you. Supervisor Holloway, sure.
I'm very interested in the contracting aspect of it. Before you finalize it, I'd like for you to come and discuss that here, or at least at some particular committee. I have some concerns like racing, what we're going to do there, versus shifting things up north, or whether we're going to hold some of the students that are not a serious problem to save money. There are a lot of different things we can do. I'd like to be a part of that.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Anything else? All right. Thank you for continuing work on this. All right. I know you're keeping us informed about the human needs, too. So.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much for all you've done.